You know, life is good.
Life is good.
And we do, just around here, that's what we have here. That's what we have to deal with.
Right.
You know, but I know this. It's going to dry, and it's going to crack.
Yes.
Period.
Period.
You know, that's going to happen.
You're always going to get a little small cracks going to pop because the house never stops moving. And that's where I come into gutters. Gutters is very important because you got certain areas where you got the valleys run off, and that water is going to dig a hole in there, and it's going to pool, and it's going to cause that area to constantly move up and down. So when that happens, it's going to cause stress somewhere else in the house. It's going to cause a crack. It may not be right in that area, but it'll push that up when it heaves up. And it's going to push everything over, and it's going to find a stress point, and your sheetrock's going to crack. It could be 30 feet away.
And Mark, one thing you pointed out, you just brought up gutters, how important they are.
Yes.
And folks, think about something. The perfect rain is just a lot missed for days and days and days, like in Seattle and places like that.
Right.
Do we get those kind of rains here?
No.
No. Very, very seldom. And we take any rain we can get. I'll tell you right now.
Yes.
If we get one, it's usually like the last ones we've gotten.
Right.
We got 2.5 inches of rain. When do we get it? In 45 minutes.
Exactly.
So when it does come down, though, the valleys,
yes,
it comes really, really fast and really, really hard.
It tears up your landscaping, and it's going to dig out a hole. And that's
exactly
what happens. That's going to be a low area, and it's always going to retain water. And you're never going to be happy because you're always going to have cracks in your sheetrock in that area. And it will cause other issues, too.
So we need gutters.
Yes.
For when we do get our rain, which we want our rain. We want
Correct.
It bad. And even if we get it all at once, we still want it.
Right.
Preferably with no hail, but, you know, we want it. So we get it. So we need the gutters to prevent that.
Correct.
And you can advise people on that, too.
Yes. People go, well, if the gutter's going to fill up with leaves and stuff. There is good lock-on gutter screen now that's very easy to install and very easy to take off, and that will take care of most of your big leaves. They'll just go right off the side of the house, and you'll be a lot happier. You don't have to get up there 2 or 3 times a year to clean it out.
My wife will appreciate that. Yeah, she better not hear that. So the gutters. But the main deal is keeping it watered.
Yes.
And keeping good gutters on there.
Yes, sir.
Those are the two most important things.
And
I'm going to say something that might be totally wrong, but if you have an older house, and let's just say you have those shrubs because they've grown and they've grown, would it be even advisable? I know this makes the house look newer at one point. Maybe to take some of those older shrubs out.
I would, because a lot of the shrubs, the builders come out and they're going to put their shrubs that they think is going to make the house look really nice.
And for sure,
those are very leafy green shrubs, and they're going to soak up a lot of moisture. When they're that green, you know they're taking up a lot of moisture. You need to find landscaping that is designed for this part of the country. You know, the region, the big, it's just, you got to. It's not, you need to find something that's not going to require a lot of water. There's a lot of things out there that you can do to make your house look really, the aesthetics look great from the outside. But those big leafy green things, they get bigger, and they even got so big where people had to use engine hoists to pull them out of the ground because they got the stump, the roots got so big, the trunk of the tree, of the shrub turned into a tree. And that whole side of that house had those, and they were even above the roof line. We had to take all those out because it sucked up so much moisture. That whole side of the house dropped almost 2 inches.
And the reason I said that, I got a kind of education, and they did it because of which something you actually recommended, because of the foundation they were concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an older house on Palo Dura, and they did it for that reason. But what I noticed when they did it, it actually, nothing in the world, a newer dove, but it made the house look a lot younger.
Correct.
Because they actually pulled all the old vegetation, which had been there for 30 years,
yes,
away, and put in some new, fresher plants, new, young,
right,
and moved it farther away, and it made it look like a new house.
Correct. And it's
so not for the reason of doing that, but it did do that, just that thing.
And people don't think about it. They have, I got my shrubs around the house, and they're so busy with life and the kids and all work. That's the last thing they think about. But it is those big leafy green type shrubs, which are put there to make it look real pretty when you buy it, will suck up all the moisture from up in the, underneath your house. And that will cause damage further along.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to tell you that we told you how to prevent it, but now we're going to tell you what to do if you didn't prevent it and you had a problem. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, folks, we told you how to prevent it. Now, you go to your house, and all of a sudden your doors aren't shutting good, and you look up, and you see some cracks in your sheetrock, and things aren't feeling right, and you're going, okay, I got a problem. They give you a call. You go out and you look at it, and you get your little tube things you stick out, and you do all your stuff, and you walk around. You go, okay, you got a problem. What are you going to do?
Well, what I do is I'm going to draw out a map of the house, and then I'm going to put exactly where the pier locations are going to be, and you'll actually get to see that on the paperwork. You'll see exactly where it's going to go, and I'm going to explain to you why we're doing this. There's a lot of issues that come up. A lot of them are from landscaping. There's too much water, as we discussed about gutters, cause those issues. It's just the PVC pipe coming up, the drain for the air conditioning system. You have a west side wall that's burning up from the hot sun, and you got constant moisture dripping from the AC unit in one spot. Then you wonder why you have a crack, sheer crack, straight through your brick and your grout, straight up. That one area is heaving up, and it's causing it to split open and the whole side of the house to move. Before we even start drawing a map, I'm going to walk through your house. I'm going to give you advice on certain things you can do. I don't always have bad news for you, and there's sometimes I can show you little things that you can do to help prevent it, because like I said, the house is always moving. You may have a little area that's settled, maybe a half an inch. We're not quite there for piers, but I can show you stuff to do to help bring that back up, like soaker hoses. So, but when it gets to the point where 3/4 of an inch or further, there's nothing I can do except install pier system. And we bring it up real slow. I did a house on Lake Nasworthy, 4.5 inches down, one side of the house, and it was sitting on the side of the hill. Should have been drilled piers up underneath this house because it was going on the slope down. No drill piers. So what are you going to get? You're going to get dropped. The house is trying to go down the hill. We dig up one side. The one corner is down 1.7 inches. The other one's 4.5 inches down. We worked this perfectly where we had no cracks by the time we got it up 4.5 inches. Of course, in the kitchen area where it was way down, there was 2 leaks that showed up on the sewer. Plumbers came out, took care of it, but they were ecstatic. So when we got this house up, we created a big void, and one of our other branches has a high pressure foam injection where we came in after the plumbers finished, waited 60 days and came and injected high. It's just a void fill. It's a 2-pound foam, and that filled that void so the slab in the interior of the house would not settle. Wonderful. Everything went happy. The customers were just ecstatic. They couldn't believe we got it up all the way. It doesn't always work that way because it depends on the builder, how the slab was poured. Some houses, if we're 3 inches down, we may only be able to come up 1.5 inches. So it's very important that when you notice your house is dropping, if it gets over 1.5 inches, there is no going back to level most of the time. We can get it up as far as we can without, the whole point of this, we don't want to destroy your house trying to make a perfect level house, because there is no such thing as that. But most customers, they want to get it right there. There's just no way to do that on most occasions. We can get it close, but we're not going to break your house apart trying to do that. We're going to get as far as we can and then stabilize it, lock it into place.